Hello, St. Pete. I'm your host, Jules Warren, and you're listening to my podcast, The St. Pete Jewels with Jules. We are going to talk with a very unique children's museum called Great Explorations. It's located at 1925 4th Street North in St. Petersburg. It's a hands-on museum for the entire family to enjoy. It also offers preschool and early childhood education. Inside, the fun takes place in one large space where themed rooms offer children the opportunity to experience real-life activities such as shopping at a grocery store, going to the dentist, or becoming a veterinarian. All information can be found on their website, greatex.org. That's greatex.org. Or by phone at 727-821-8992. My guests today are Angeline Howell and Laurel Jin. Both have worked at the museum for well over 10 years and are going to tell us all about the fun program and special events Great Explorations has to offer. Ladies, welcome. Angeline and Laurel are here with me to talk about Great Explorations. Why don't we give the listeners an idea of exactly what Great Explorations is about? What do you offer?
Great Explorations is your hands-on children's museum. It's a place where kids can come make a mess, make a discovery, or make a new best friend. But it's more than a museum. It is a place that parents can come and take a rest while their kids can play safely and learn through hands-on play. We also offer year-round preschool, 2 years old through voluntary pre-kindergarten, VPK. We have summer camp opportunities and many programs for school-age children and preschoolers.
Wonderful. So it is a family affair.
It is a family affair, yes, for all families and children in our community.
Right. And Laurel, what exactly is in your museum? Like, what experiences do the kids have here?
Well, we are a hands-on children's museum, so we're much different than any other museum that they would visit. So our museum is based on our community, and when the kids come here to play, they recognize those brands and those names, and they get to experience something smaller to their size, like what they experience with families in our community in real life. So when they come here, they're going to see places like Publix or John Hopkins All Children's Hospital, and those to them are going to be recognizable, and then they get to go into those exhibits and role play and interact with their families, all while learning and having fun.
That's a great concept. Who came up with that concept?
Well, we were founded in 1987 by the Junior League of St. Pete and Hands On, which is an exhibit design firm. Hands On Children's Museums are all over the world, and it is an opportunity for kids to learn through hands-on play, trying different opportunities where they can use their hands to build things and they can learn through cause and effect.
I think it's a great concept. I took a walk through yesterday and I wasn't really sure what to expect. And you had the little dentist office and the public supermarket. The food was the empty cans, make a pizza with the felt pieces, and just all of it. It was just great. I thought it was great. I've never seen something like that. And the energy of the children was really fantastic. Psychologically, what does that do for children? What is the point psychologically? Is that for them just to maybe understand better what life is about?
It's everything designed in a hands-on children's museum is to help a child advance developmentally. Fine motor skills, gross motor skills, and then also real-life opportunities. So let's take dentist office, for example. What kid likes going to the dentist? Many are scared. Oh, shoot. Many adults are scared.
Yeah.
But being able to come and play in a childlike dentist office kind of negates that scared feeling. And when they go into a real dentist office, they know things. They know what the tools look like. They know why they are there and the importance of brushing their teeth. And so many of our exhibits are designed to do just that.
What are the different opportunities for the kids and the family? I know you have birthday packages. Mm-hmm. Do you have special tours? Tell me exactly what are the different programs that the kids and the parents can get involved with.
Sure. So as Angeline mentioned, we are more than a museum, and that's really something that we thrive on. We do offer preschool here on site. So we have 7 classrooms, 110 children with an extensive wait list. We offer school-aged programming, Title I field trips. We have an interactive education team that goes into the schools as well as out in the community and provides those interactive hands-on education opportunities to everyone. We are considered a museums for all. So we offer discounted rates to families with EBT, SNAP, and WIC benefits. So then that way there, we break down that financial barrier and those families do get to experience something that maybe they might not be able to afford. We also have terrific TOTS programs where we do, it's a caregiver and child program geared to ages 1 through 3. And we host those here on the gallery floor. And then every second Sunday, we have a sensory sensitive event that we call Great Connections. And from 9 to 12, those families are able to come in, experience the museum with lowered lights and partner with a workshop. And we offer that program from 9 to 12 to those families at no cost. When you see the museum, you think of us as just a children's museum with playful exhibits, and you can come here with inclement weather or to just let the kids get their wiggles out, but we are deceivingly large. So behind the walls, behind when you peel those layers back, there are so many other opportunities that we do to make an impact in our community.
That's great to hear. And Angeline, tell me a little bit about the birthday party packages.
We offer birthday parties. They're all different prices because it is based on sizes of the birthday party. We can do a private party as well as a party just during the day when the gallery is full.
I saw there was a separate room, a back room where you can set up the cake and whatever. So people can bring their own food and cake and all of that.
Yeah, that will actually be changing coming up here soon because we are going to be doing an expansion within one of our other programs, and those rooms will be used for that. Mm-hmm. But we will still be offering birthday parties just the same way we're doing them, but we'll be hosting them on the gallery floor. They can bring in outside food, but they're limited to the birthday party space because we don't want the food and the cake to be smeared all over the museum because the kids get excited and they're playing and they forget they're holding a slice of pizza. Mm-hmm. So we will keep them limited to their area, but they can bring in outside food and cake. And so there is a special place for them to celebrate. And like Angeline said, there are multiple different levels of pricing, and that's based on whether you're a member or a non-member and really the level of party package you're looking for.
I see. Do you have a yearly fee versus just a daily rate to come in? Do you offer a yearly subscription?
Yes, we have a membership. We have three different levels of memberships as well as our admission costs. And depending on the level of membership that a family purchases, we have reciprocal opportunities with other museums here locally. And then also a different level of membership will get you nationally into different museums.
So how many are there? How many of these great exploration museums, first of all, are in Florida?
Well, children's museums in Florida, there are a handful. I want to say 5. We have 3 total in the Bay Area. There's one in Tampa, one in Lakeland, and then us here in St. Pete. We are not all one. We are owned separately. We are each nonprofits, but we are all our own nonprofit. But we collaborate a lot. We collaborate on ideas and concepts because the goal is for children to learn through hands-on play and to have fun while learning.
What is the general age limit of range of the kids that come here?
We don't have a limit. Kids 0 through, we say 10, because depending on maturity level, they might age out much sooner. They just get a little bored. I mean, we are hands-on to where they are playing and role-playing. And so as kids get older, typically late elementary, early middle school, they start to want to do more and to do something different.
I noticed there was an area for the very young toddlers that Sean pointed out to me.
Yes.
That what age would that be, up until, I don't know, maybe 5 or less, where they're not really talking yet, and maybe the supermarket experience is, they're a little too young for that. So talk about that area for the young toddlers. What goes on there?
Sure. Our Great Beginnings area is geared towards 4 and under, and they can bring their older siblings in there, but we try and keep it a little less rambunctious and a lot more tot friendly. The ground is a little bit softer. It's got a little bit more give and take when you're walking on it, and everything in there is geared towards those gross motor and fine motor skills. So helping them advance the next milestone and be able to reach that milestone and then come out and enjoy Publix to its full capacity. There are many times where the big kids go back to school and tots take over the gallery floor. So even though Publix might not be the first place they run to, when they feel like they have ownership of the gallery floor, you should see these little 2 and 3 year olds walking around and working in every single one of the exhibits.
Right, I can imagine, because that's the curiosity. So what I saw, which I thought was so amazing to tell the audience, you had the dental office, you had the Publix supermarket with the carts, and you can put the food in the carts, Papa John's pizza with the felt pieces and make your own pizza. You had the airport, which I thought was awesome, where you could build things, that whole Lego area. What else, ladies? Oh, I know which one I really liked was the on the wall the whole picture of a city, from the ambulance to a hospital, streets. I really thought that was great. So a child could see like what a city really looks like, what entails a city.
That's our Busyburg. And if you notice, it's a playoff of Richard Scarry's Busy Town. And if you notice, even on there, it mirrors St. Pete. So the Vinoy is on there. Even the Don Cesar is on there. Other Museum of Fine Arts, the Dalí, other monuments that we recognize in our city are located on Busyburg. So when they're looking at that and they're recognizing the town, they're also noticing little bits of St. Pete throughout Busyburg that they're like, wow, that's not just a city. That's my city.
Yeah, that this is my home, right? Where I live. Mm-hmm. And that's great. And the veterinarian's office was spectacular. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't love pets?
Mm-hmm, right.
So all of this I thought was great. The dinosaur area. And then Sean showed me the room with all the lizards and the...
our animal collection.
Yeah, Florida critters and all of that. Very well done. I was really impressed. And it's all in one room, which I didn't realize. The energy of all these kids running around together is just a great experience. Now, is there anything you do in particular for certain holidays, like Christmas? Do you set up anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do around Halloween, we do a family safe event called Explorations. And it's a safe way for kids to be able to dress up and experience some fun Halloween events in a safe way. Trick-or-treating in the museum, some costume contests. It changes every year. Our gallery team and our guest experience team plans it. So we make sure that the kids have a great time also learning while they're here for that fun event. We just hosted our New Year's Eve at Noon event, which is probably the most popular event we have here on the gallery. And it's an opportunity for the kids to experience a countdown. So instead of at midnight, we do it at noon. We have confetti cannons. We had a balloon pit this year. We had underwater fireworks, hat making, many of the experiences that different cultures do to celebrate, we try to bring into the museum in a fun way. We did almost sell out. We were pretty packed for New Year's Eve, but it's a lot of fun.
That's a great idea.
Yes. Around the holidays, we try to be respectful of all the different cultures in our community. And so we do more winter. We have a sock skating rink on the gallery. It's going away. Today's the last day. But we have had that up with snowballs. And instead of ice skating, you skate in your socks. Very popular. But again, celebrating winter instead of
seasons.
The holidays.
Because there's many cultures.
Correct.
Many
there
different
are.
Celebrations.
Yes.
And we want everyone to feel welcome. That's really where we focus. Anything that we plan, we always make sure it's fully inclusive and nobody feels like they are not able to participate in those events.
Now, we are a museum for children and families, and we are a nonprofit. So we do have an event coming up for adults to play like a kid again. So adults only, after hours, we're going to have a night at the Brewseum, and it's an opportunity for our local craft breweries to come and set up in the museum to offer tastings. But then when the guests are here, we offer the X Games, which is minute to minute type games, but using our exhibits. Mm-hmm. So adults can play like a kid.
I love that. And they deserve it.
Yes.
And when is that happening? What information can you give us on that?
Sure. It's on April 10th. It will be held here at the museum from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are available right through our website at greatex.org. There's a Brewseum link right at the top, and it'll take you to the website. We keep those ticket costs pretty low, so it's only, I believe, $55 per person to attend the event, and that includes all the tastings, all the games. If you're on the winning team, the prize at the end of the night, and it's just a really fun way for our adults to come in and enjoy the museum and maybe have that nostalgic feel if they grew up here and remembered going to the museum, and then also showcasing our wonderful partners and breweries in our community as well.
Yes, and get to know each other because they all are raising families in St. Pete, so that's a great idea.
Yeah.
All information is on your website?
Correct. It's greatex.org.
Greatex.org.
Correct.
So every program and all your pricing and all of that. Are you on social media?
Yes.
We are. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Our Facebook is Great EX kids. And then our Instagram is great explorations. So great_explorations. And then on TikTok, you can only find Morris, our mascot, Morris the Explorosaurus, and he is Morris_explores. But he explores not just our museum, but other community partners. And we showcase what makes St. Pete great through Morris as well. So he's really fun to follow. But to get all the information about the museum specifically, I would definitely follow our Facebook and our Instagram, because we keep that updated throughout the day, many times a day, like you should on social media.
And your address here is, tell me the address.
It's 1925 4th Street North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33704. So right on 4th Street, 22nd Avenue. And we share the lobby with Sunken Gardens.
So yes, you see that sign as well.
Correct.
So, and you're always very busy. Your parking lot is full all the time. That's a great sign.
Yes, all the time.
What do you have going on? Anything in particular for 2026? Different than what you normally have? Anything new coming up?
We have a big initiative that we have been working on for the past few years. We are bringing science back to St. Pete. Science is a very curious area for kids. And we recognize that once kids outage great explorations, where do they go? What do they do? And there's a big need in our community for the next step of hands-on learning. We are looking to open a discovery center, which would be kind of an extension of great explorations, but for older kids to have the opportunity to explore science and STEAM-based activities.
Wonderful.
So more to come on that.
And will that be in a separate building, or you're going to...
Yes.
So that'll be a different location.
That'll be a different location.
And people can just find that out, I'm sure, on the how that's going along on your website.
Yes. We are working. We have a big project in mind right now.
Wonderful. Thank you, ladies, for all your information. Great explorations. And what hours are you open? What days and hours are you open?
We're open Monday through Saturday from 10:30 to 4 p.m. and then Sundays from noon to 4. Outside of those hours, we do have private rentals and things that our community can inquire about. So if those hours don't work, they can always reach out and we can talk about opportunities of them still being able to visit. But to the public, typically it's 10 to 4:30.
Wonderful.
Or I'm sorry, 10:30 to 4.
Yeah.
10:30 to 4. All right. Angeline and Laurel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For the tour yesterday and all your information. Great explorations for family and kids. We'll see you the next time.
All right. Thank you.
All needed information for great explorations can be found on their website, greatex.org, or reach them by phone at 727-821-8992. You can also follow them on Facebook at greatexkids and on Instagram at great_explorations. And lastly, they are located at 1925 4th Street North, St. Petersburg. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jules Warren, and you're listening to Jules with Jules podcast. Stay well, and we'll see you at the next episode.